AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she won't help the white supremacist accused in the mosque shootings get any more publicity.
He sought many things from his act of terror, but one was notoriety. And that is why you will never hear me mention his name.
Police say autopsies have now been completed on all 50 shooting victims. Six of the dead have been returned to their families. After days of heavy rain, much of the Midwest is struggling with floodwaters. Vice President Pence travels to the Midwest today to see the damage for himself, as our Matt Small reports.
Hundreds of homes are flooded after rivers breached at least a dozen levees following heavy rain and melting snow across Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. Iowa's governor warns that flooding will only worsen along the Mississippi River as snow melts to the north. She and the governor of Nebraska are due to inspect damage with the vice president today.
Prosecutors have questions about Boeing 737 MAX jets, the type of aircraft involved in two deadly overseas crashes.
A person briefed on the matter tells the AP the Justice Department probe will examine the way Boeing has been regulated by the Federal Aviation Administration. The source says a federal grand jury in Washington has sent a subpoena to someone involved in the plane's development, seeking emails, messages, and other communications. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports the Transportation Department's Inspector General is looking into the anti-stall system on Boeing 737 MAX 8s. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Today, a federal appeals court hears arguments in a lawsuit that claims President Trump is violating the Constitution with his Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C., accepting profits from foreign and domestic officials, according to the lawsuit. This is AP Radio News. The investigation continues in the Netherlands into the motive of a suspect police say shot and killed three people and injured five more in the city of Utrecht.
A spokesman from Utrecht's public prosecution office says three people are now in custody. The alleged shooter, Gokkemen Tanish, and two others. Tanish is being held on suspicion of manslaughter with a possible terrorist motive. But the spokesman adds that investigations are continuing into what drove him to allegedly open fire in a tram on Monday morning. Authorities have not ruled out other possible reasons, and Dutch media has quoted neighbours of Tanish in Utrecht who've speculated that the shooting may have been linked to a relationship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A woman's been arrested on suspicion of murder after the body of her 9-year-old daughter was found in a duffel bag along a horse trail near Los Angeles. Tequesta Graham is 28 years old, expected to be charged with murder tomorrow. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.